This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who aspire to be. If you're a real estate, mortgage, or financial professional, this is the place for you. We'll explore innovative investment analysis, sales, marketing, and income-generating strategies for the most historically proven wealth creator, income property. Learn from the experts as they show you how to build a better business and a better life.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who desire to be. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about increasing your income, your productivity, and just generally having a better life while serving your clients better with America's most historically proven asset class, income property. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds. I wanted to welcome Eric McCaughan to the show. He is a resident in the Kansas City, Missouri metro area, and he is allegedly another victim of Results Property Management. Quentin Carney, Ken Logan, and their other companies, or at least Quentin's other company, Results Real Estate Services, Metro-Wide Building. So, Eric, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. Tell us a little bit about your story. You're a homeowner in this homeowners association. We've had a couple of other residents on the show talking about some of the issues here. What happened with you? You purchased your house when?
Yeah, we purchased our house in September of 2014 through Creekside Village.
That's the name of the development?
Yeah, that's the name of the subdivision, Creekside Village.
Okay.
And we have a HOA, just Creekside HOA. But yeah, we purchased our home. And first off, our real estate agent had a problem finding out who to get a hold of with the HOA questions, this and that and the other. In our description, disclosures of the property, it had tennis courts, walk-in trails, ponds, all this. So we was trying to find out information about it, and we couldn't. Not a lot, anyhow. She got a hold of, I guess it was Quentin at Results.
That's Quentin Kearney at Results Property Management, who manages that homeowners association, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And you thought it would include all these things that it didn't ultimately include, right?
Well, yeah, it didn't ultimately include that, but we didn't realize it till later on.
Mm-hmm.
He was real vague on giving her information, you know, even to find out where we make our HOA payment. Of course, we pay its portion at closing when we bought the house, but we still had to make our payments for this year. But so we move in and everything, and then I guess December, the end of November maybe, we got a letter in the mail for a meeting, HOA meeting, and so we went. It was I guess, don't hold me to the dates, but it was like a week or two before Christmas. We had this meeting with Quentin was and Results, which I guess he's the guy in Results. Some Isaac guy, which bought some apartments there and owned some homes there.
Right. We've heard about him before. This is Isaac Benkuya, an investor purportedly from California who owns many of the properties in this HOA. Plus, he also owns an apartment complex or apartment building within the HOA as well. And there's been some allegations as to preferential treatment that he's getting and how the Homeowners Association is paying for stuff for his building that they're not getting the benefit of. But okay, so go on. That's been alleged by some other residents.
Yes, yeah. We went to this meeting, and he was there, Isaac Quentin. They're supposed to have been the HOA lawyer, I think his name's Silers, and and they brought in some other lawyer named...
Was that Nick Porto?
Yes, Nick Porto.
Yeah. Nicholas Porto or Nick Porto is an attorney in Kansas City, Missouri area. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, they... And the only residents, the only homeowners that showed up was my wife and I, and then some neighbors, Bobby and Russ. They had just bought their homes in July of that year, and we bought ours in September. We were the only four homeowners showed up, and so we're listening, and we had lots of questions anyways about the HOA that nobody had been able to answer for us. We couldn't get nobody to return calls.
Return calls from where? Who were you calling that they didn't return your call?
Well, we were calling results, I guess, was we just were given a number, and that's who you contact for your HOA, which ultimately ended up being results.
Okay, so that was Results Property Management. I want to say the full name. So you were calling Results Property Management, and they didn't return your calls, you're saying?
Correct. So anyways, during this proposal, we brought up all these questions. Well, they were trying to bring a proposal to divide the apartment and the clubhouse and pool and the homes. Well, they were trying to get us to just give them the clubhouse and pool and force us to pay a fee, whether we wanted to or not, to lease this pool back. And right there raised suspicions with the four of us. You know, we're like, whoa, this ain't right. Something's not right here.
And what you're saying is that your homeowners association, the association of which you are one of the owners, owned, or hopefully still owns, a pool and a clubhouse that is part of your amenities that ostensibly would improve the value of your property. And what you're saying is they were trying to take that property and give it to Isaac Benkuya and make it part of his apartments. Is that correct?
Correct. And then in return, force the homeowners and HOA to pay, I think it was $485 a year per home lease deal. To have access to the pool and clubhouse still, basically lease it from them. And the four of us are like, no. And anyways, so that raised suspicion there. And then the Stylers, we're trying to talk about the on.
Now Dave Zeiler is the attorney for the Homeowners Association, right?
That's what they say.
Okay.
But he was more representing Isaac at this meeting and wouldn't answer any of our questions. All he would say was the pond back there, the tennis courts, everything we was told and given on our disclosures that were part of this HOA is not part of it. It was sold off. That's all he would tell us. And to come find out, there was a neighbor in the homes there that was on the board of the HOA at the time. And she didn't show up that night. She was just doing pretty much whatever they asked her to do. So why is this that? So we got to talking to her. And luckily, she listened to us and wouldn't vote to pass this. So we still have the home, the pool, and clubhouse with our HOA for now.
Okay, so that's good news. I just want to, for the record, it's David Zeiler. It's David Zeiler, Zeiler, with the Zeiler Law Firm, or at least that's his email address, zeilerlawfirm.net. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Yes, David Zeiler. I'm bad with names. I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I just wanted to clarify that, you know, because it's on the tape and, you know, for the transcriptionist.
So, yeah, so after this meeting, which we didn't get anything solved because we had questions. When we bought our home, we didn't get a welcome from the HOA, welcome letter, nothing. nothing. The first thing we got was this letter in December or a proposal to separate the apartments, clubhouse, and pool from the HOA. Give the clubhouse and pool to the apartment.
That's the first thing that happened when you moved in. That was your... Yeah, well, before that, though, you said that you were trying to reach the HOA to answer questions about why the other amenities that were promised weren't there, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you couldn't get any action from them on that. You didn't hear from anybody. So the first thing was this meeting where they're trying to change ownership of the clubhouse and the pool, right?
Yep. That's one time I got a hold of Quentin before that when I was and I was asking him questions on, you know, where do I make my HOA payments to, you know, and then the questions about the trails and the pond and why they're not being took care of, this and that and the other. Anyways, all he would answer me was, you make your payments to, they gave me the address to Results, was a Results Real Estate or Results Management Company in Blue Springs. And so that's where you make your payments. The other stuff would have to be addressed at a meeting, HOA meeting. So he wouldn't address any of that over the phone with me.
All right. So did you meet, you met Nicholas Porto at this meeting, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what communication, if any, did you have with Mr. Porto?
Well, we were all in the, we have a conference area in our clubhouse at the pool. That's where we had the meeting. And like I said, he was, this is what we was told. Zeiler's, David Zeiler's attorney was supposedly, this is why I say supposedly, was the HOA attorney. But he drew up this proposal for Isaac Kuma, or Isaac.
Yeah, Bacunia, I think.
And so they hired Nick Porto, which they told us they just got him from a referral.
A referral from who? Did they say who referred Nick Porto?
No, they didn't say.
And who is they? When you say they, who is that?
Isaac and David Zeiler.
Okay, so Isaac Bencuya and David Zeiler, his attorney, told you that Nick Porto was referred to them. And why did they bring Nick Porto to this meeting? What did he have to do with it?
To represent us.
Okay, so Nick Porto was there to represent the homeowners. That's what you were told?
Correct. That's what we was told.
Okay, so there would be no conflict of interest.
Right.
Okay, all right. And did you feel that Nick Porto represented your interest?
Nick Porto wouldn't answer any of our questions or talk during this. David Zeiler's did all the talking and told us they didn't have to have our approval really for this because we wasn't on the board, so we didn't matter in all reality.
Okay, and who is they? You got to always tell who you're talking about.
Isaac and Zeiler's.
And what did Quentin Kearney say during all of this? Was Ken Logan there?
I don't recall Ken being there. It was just Quentin.
Okay, do you know who Ken Logan is?
I've heard of him. I don't, never met him, never talked to him.
Okay, all right. So did Quentin say anything during the meeting?
No, he sat there pretty much the whole time. He would bring up stuff about when we ask about the pond and the tennis court, how supposedly it was sold off during for another adventure in town there to build a movie theater. A builder bought that part of the land, so that for the HOA is not responsible for it no more. That's all he would say. He never spoke much. He was just there.
Okay, and this the pond and the tennis courts and the walking trail is something you were promised when you bought the property, right?
Correct. It was in the description when we bought the when we looked at the home, the amenities that come.
Okay, do you have a copy of that, by the way?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's with our deed and everything.
Okay, please send it over to us. Okay. It was on the deed.
Well, I mean, not on the deed, but it was all in that stuff with closing and paperwork and everything.
Okay. And so, who gave them the right to sell that out from under the homeowners? I mean,
we can't find that out. Nobody will tell us.
Who have you asked?
We've asked David Seilers. We've asked Clinton. We have asked Isaac, which Isaac had just bought the apartment and I think 26 homes or 20 something homes in 2013, which, and he says the deal was done before he bought the stuff. So he don't know. He don't have any idea. So anyways, but after this meeting, we're pretty, Russ and myself are pretty mad because, okay, we pay.
Now that's Russ O'Hare is who you're referring to when you say Russ, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And you're mad? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we were pretty mad after the end of this meeting. We had no questions answered, which we went there for, and all they wanted to push was this proposal. That's it. They wouldn't answer much else. Well, we're not here for this. We're here for this proposal at this time. This had to be at a different meeting. And so this first time, Russ O'Hare, Bobby O'Hare, myself, and my wife, Bonnie McCoggan, had all met just at this first meeting. And it's funny because we've kind of become friends now over this because me and Russville, we're not getting our... We pay $650 a year in HOA dues. And we've added it up between the homes and the apartments. It's something like $60,000 a year this HOA is getting from us. And nothing, and all they can provide or show for us is this clubhouse and pool. The trails aren't getting took care of. The tennis courts just, it's grass is growing up. I mean, the kids can't play there. The pond area don't get mowed. I mean, so we're like, where's all this money going? Where's all this? So we started investigating it.
Where do you think it's going?
Well, we started investigating it more, and the numbers we get, after long, Bobby and Russ did a lot of investigation. I drive a truck. I'm on the road a lot. We had met with the mayor of Green Valley when this home addition was approved. And he said, all this stuff is not right, what they're doing.
The mayor said this to you?
Yes.
And what's the mayor's name? The mayor of Green Valley?
He's not now. He was when this home addition was approved 8 years ago. I'd have to look his name up. I've never met with him. I've talked to him on the phone once. I can't recall his name. And he happens to be an attorney too, for a few HOAs in the Kansas City area. So he told us, he said, you know, you guys need to look into this because there's stuff going on. So we did. He told us how to request the books and all this from him, and we're HOA members. We have the right to see where our money's going. So we did. We requested the stuff in writing.
From who? From Results Property Management?
We sent the letters to Results Property Management, and we sent them to David Zeilers, and we sent them to Isaac. And Isaac holds, before now, Isaac held four spots on our HOA board. An investor in California holds four spots on our HOA board. And anyways, now it's not the case. We got that settled. He's agreed. Bobby and O'Hare and my wife are now currently on the board. Just recently got this, I guess, this month. Anyways, Isaac tells them to give us what we want. Tells Clinton and Results and David Zeilers. So Bobby goes up there and makes copies of stuff. And we're going through all these pages of just different stuff. Money coming in, where's it's going, where, you know, this and that and the other. And we're adding stuff up. And we're seeing, okay, the charges for homes and apartments fixes from some companies. We saw a Metro-wide something company.
Yeah, Metro-wide building.
Oh, yes, Metro-wide buildings. Okay, some other stuff. And we look at, and we have a list of every home that's a homeowner, and then every home that is that lives there, and then the homeowners that live out of state. And we start looking at these addresses, and a lot of them are Isaac's homes and apartments that these repairs and charges are being charged to, but billed to the HOA.
That's not fair, is it?
No.
Your suspicion, or maybe you've actually got evidence for this now, it sounds like it maybe you can clarify whether it's a suspicion or you think it's just a fact at this point. But what you're saying is that Isaac is getting preferential treatment and the homeowners association collectively is picking up the bill for repairs and maintenance of his individual properties. Well, that same association doesn't repair your property, right?
Correct.
Okay. So is that pretty much, do you have conclusive proof of that now with all those papers? The O'Hares sent over a bunch of papers. We haven't had time to look through all of them yet. But do you feel that that's pretty conclusive or not?
I feel it is. It's our accusations and our suspicions with further investigations have come to prove what we've been thinking since this meeting in December of this proposal and of these records we show. And I mean, there's mowing, okay? All of Isaac's rental properties get mowing done. But none of the homeowners' yards get mowed or taken care of. We do it ourselves. But there's mowing fees for all these properties and this paperwork being billed and paid by the HOA.
Well, first of all, who is in control of that money and who would be doing that? Would it be Results Property Management and Quentin Kearney that would be in control of that?
Yes. Results and Quentin are in charge of the HOA money and approval. They get to approve from the way we sounds and have found out. They get to decide the final decision. Well, actually, you know, I'll tell you this. My wife and I, we're seeing pool maintenance bills. We're seeing this. We take care of a pool for my wife's grandmother. I know what it costs to run a pool in the summer. And these charges were just ridiculous. I don't remember right off the top of my head. There's $6,000-$7,000 for 3 months, something like that.
Running a pool? I mean, I used to have a pool, and it was $60 a month for the guy to come once a week.
Yeah, for running the pool. It was between $6,000 and $7,000 for 3 months, cleaning it, you know, doing all the pool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, why do you think, and I know you may have to speculate here because you may not know, but you know, if you did, what is your thinking on why Quentin Kearney or Results Property Management would pay for Isaac Bencuya's stuff and not your stuff, pay for his maintenance and not yours?
Yeah, I'm speculating because I don't have a clue why, but I don't know Quint very well. I don't know none of the Results people very well, but from what I think is it was, I don't know if it was part of the deal when Isaac bought these places and said, well, it's got an HOA, they'll pay for all this stuff. I don't know. It's not right, is what it's not, you know. Our HOA pays for the trash bins for Isaac's apartments. You know, the mowing around the apartments we pay for, HOA, his rentals, the fixtures in the apartments. And we've come to find out Isaac's electricity on his apartments it's all wired into the clubhouse. So basically the HOA is paying for the electricity of the apartments too, like the hall lights and stuff.
And how do you know that? How do you know that it's wired in there?
We've called KCP&L. We have all the lot numbers, which Kent City Power and Light is who the electricity source is out there. And they told us. They said there's only one. All these lots is on one deal that for a clubhouse that nobody's ever there hardly throughout the year. We have an electricity bill of about $800 a month.
Wow. That's amazingly expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the average for 12 month year. But that's from KCP&L, what they have told us. You know, there's numerous stuff in this papers we've got, Bobby, Russ got copies of. I can't think of all of them off the top of my head right now. But
Eric, what would you like to happen out of this situation? What would be your goal in talking about this? I mean, you called me and asked to come on the show. What do you want to happen? What would be a good ending to this whole thing?
Well, a good ending would be, I would like to see results out of this deal, period, out of our HOA. And I want to investigate, and I think they need to replace some of our HOA money.
So you'd like to see Results Property Management go away and return the money that you believe they've taken from the Homeowners Association. Is that correct?
Correct. Well, the numbers we have when the old management company, and I don't know how this got done either. I can't get to the bottom line of it. But there was an old management company that the builder of the homes was using, or it may have been them. I don't know, but
that was, I believe that was Curry Property Management was the old company. Yeah.
Yes. Curry. And, they had something like $40,000 or something in reserves for our HOA when their last tax filings and when Results Company took over. And, and now, you know, they're showing we have, I don't know, $5,000-$7,000 in there.
Where do you think all that money went?
Well, it's going for all these miscellaneous charges. They're charging our HOA.
Who's charging? Who's getting that money?
Well, that's the Metrowide Building Services.
Metrowide Building. Okay, yeah. Which is a company owned by, from what I understand, Quentin Kearney. So, did you know that he owned that company? Was that apparent to you?
Well, I did, but because we've been investigating all this together, so.
Okay. But you didn't know it before? Is that what you're saying?
No.
That was news to you? Was that a surprise to you?
It was, but the way Quentin acts with us and around us, it doesn't surprise me really, but it kind of was. I can't recall who owns this so-called pool company that does our maintenance, but they're tied in with Quentin's family. The mowing crews that come around and do the rental properties and apartments and snow removal are tied in with Quentin's family, Quentin and Ken, one of them two. It's all tied in together.
So it sounds like you're saying, and don't let me put words in your mouth, I want you to say it, but I just want to clarify for the listeners. Are you saying that Quentin is engaged in conflicts of interest here?
Yeah.
And did not disclose that he had these ties to these other businesses that are billing your homeowners association and have potentially dissipated all the money in the account? I mean, you had $40,000,
right?
It sounds like, and it just, that money's pretty much just disappeared, right? It's evaporated, it sounds like.
Correct, yes. Yes, and I am saying that. From everything we've investigated, it all is tied in. And to top it off, on these pages we get from Metrowide Builders doing repairs and this and that, it's not an itemized bill. It don't show what they repaired or what they bought or fixed. It just is a bill for a set amount of money. Same for the pool.
No itemization, yeah. Does it show who did the work, like who the contractor was? Or does it just say Metrowide Building on it and nobody else?
It says Metrowide Building Services. and that's it on a receipt.
Okay. Now, I want to clarify a couple things for the listeners, too. You called me, and we talked for maybe 1 minute before this call, right? We don't know each other and haven't had any connection or anything. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, I called you. Talked 1 minute, yes, before this conversation. 1-2 minutes.
Okay. So we didn't plan this or anything. These are all spontaneous answers on your part?
Oh, correct. Yes.
This is just an amazing story. It really is, that the more people I hear from, and there's now been three, and I know other people who've had the same experience, including myself, not with a homeowners association, but with a property management. It's really very disheartening. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the listeners as we wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I wouldn't trust using anybody with the results. They have a couple results, real estate results, management company. They just seem, they're not a good company to me. Another thing we have wondered and asked, anytime a check is paid on our behalf of our HOA account, there should be at least two signatures, you know, somebody from the board and the management company, and this doesn't happen. It's just Quint's signature. Or I can't recall her name, Carrie, maybe a lady in his office, I think, or he may be a guy. I don't know.
Well, I know there's an Elena Gartlett, and that's someone we've had some trouble with at his office. I think that's her name. I could be wrong in remembering that incorrectly, but that's not the person you're referring to.
I want to say it's a Carrie or something like that. I can't recall, but we've asked for other bids on mowing, on the pool maintenance, and this. We think we should have three bids and take the lowest bid, you know, for the best job, and we can't get that done either. So
there's no bidding. All of the business just goes to Quinton's companies or his affiliates he has connections with, you're saying, right?
Correct. Yes.
So there's no estimates, there's no quotes from other contractors, it sounds like there's no open market, there's no free market existing here. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've asked for it, and we can't get it. So
who have you asked?
We've asked Isaac, because that's who we have most contact with. We're lucky if we get Quint to call back or answer any of our questions. So we have to go through Isaac, which he's the holding president of our HOA.
Right, but Isaac, it sounds like Isaac has a real conflict of interest with you. I mean, you know, he's on the opposite side of the table in terms of the benefits here. Do you believe that Quinton and Results Property Management have an obligation to do right by you, that they should be representing your interest? I mean, they are your management company. Should they be getting bids on the open market from, you know, at least three vendors before these services are paid for with your money?
Yeah, we do. And that's what we been trying to push for also, but we can't get it done. And here's what we're told, and this was before my wife's on the board of HOA now, and so is Bobby O'Hare. I guess it was May they took effect, they voted new members in, but we wasn't on the board, so our opinions and concerns really didn't matter, and that's how we were treated. From Results, from Clinton, from David Zollers, the lawyer, which was supposedly the HOA attorney.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, well, thank you for sharing your story. We'll let you go, but we appreciate you coming on, and, you know, maybe this will help some other people. So thank you for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
You know, sometimes I think of Jason Hartman as a walking encyclopedia on the subject of creating wealth.
Well, you're probably not far off from the truth, Penny, because Jason actually has a 3-book set on creating wealth that comes with 60 digital download audios.
Yes, Jason has that unique ability to make you understand investing the way it should be. It's a world where anything less than 26% annual return is disappointing.
I love how he actually shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I also like how he teaches you to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And the entire set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered at a savings of $94.
That's right. And to get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series, complete with over 60 hours of audio and 3 books, just go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month, just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.